News Team Coverage, 94.9 WSJM News Now.
Brought to you by Comfort Keepers of Southwest Michigan, serving Berrien, Cass, and Van Buren counties. Compatible, compassionate, comfortable care at home. In the newsroom, I'm Andrew Green. Michigan State Police are warning drivers to use extra caution today and tonight. There have been a variety of crashes and slide-offs on the highways around Southwest Michigan because of icy conditions. State Police say drivers should plan alternate routes home that avoid the highway, and they should give themselves ample time for travel. The Michigan Department of Transportation has been reporting crashes all along I-94 throughout Berrien and Van Buren counties all afternoon. You can get real-time information on the latest highway crashes at michigan.gov/drive. South Haven's former finance director will be facing criminal and civil charges after a forensic audit turned up a variety of issues. City Manager Brian Doucette tells us there were at least 3 years of fraudulent charges on city credit cards that belonged to former employees. He says the city council approved the audit report at this week's meeting.
We have completed a forensic audit, and we are working to pursue criminal and civil charges against our former finance director.
Wendy Hostetler was fired immediately upon the audit results being known. Other changes will include reducing the number of city-issued credit cards and strengthening the checks and balances on their use. Hostetler had over 20 years of experience in public accounting and had been the city's finance director for the past 7 years. Doucette says as part of the civil lawsuit, they'll work to get fully reimbursed. He says at this point, how much money was fraudulently spent is not being released. The U.S. Coast Guard station in St. Joseph is preparing for the event of ice rescues in the area this winter. Executive Officer Lazaro Lopez says their number one message is to stay off the ice no matter what.
The Coast Guard will say, period, no ice is safe ice. A lot of people do call our station, talk to our watch standards, hey, when is it acceptable? At what inch? At what degree? And we tell people, no ice is safe ice, but if you want a reference, contact your State Department. DNR will always help and talk to you about different thicknesses, but the Coast Guard just recommends, please stay off the ice.
There are roughly 24 guardsmen at the station. Several took part in ice rescue training today at the St. Joe River. Lopez says in icy water, you really only have about 60 seconds at most to get out of the water before your body starts to shut down.
It's less than 1 minute to your body immediately just knows it's in pain. I need to get out.
The training and mission of the Coast Guard continues even with the partial government shutdown going on. Because they're part of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, no one at the station is getting paid until the shutdown is resolved. Meanwhile, with President Trump's weekend offer of limited protections for young people in the DACA program, Congressman Fred Upton is now hopeful the partial government shutdown can end soon. He tells us there is an opportunity here for compromise. We asked Upton if the president will get his more than $5 billion in border wall money.
I don't know what the number is going to end up being, but at the end of the day, I think many see that we've got to have border security as part of a final package.
Upton says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is taking up the president's offer, which means movement could come this week.
If they're able to get a package passed with the 60 votes that are required under Senate rules, that'll put a lot of pressure here in the House to take up that same package and either amend it or adopt it and send it to the White House.
Upton says the business of organizing the U.S. House for the new session has been disrupted by the shutdown impasse, telling us there are many things Congress needs to get to work on. He says the wall situation is a bit of unfinished business from the last Congress that's now fallen on the new leadership. Southwest Michigan has a new resource for those who are struggling with an addiction and in need of help. Carol's Hope, a center to be connected with treatment resources, is now open. Carol's Hope recovery coach Melinda tells us it's free to go in and ask for help. They'll offer you information for moving forward.
A recovery coach is someone that has had the experience. That's really important when you're connecting with somebody new coming into recovery. People want to know that you've been there, that you understand their pain.
Melinda says when someone goes in, they'll find a safe and supportive environment with people who know what they're going through.
You would sit with one of our recovery coaches and they would steer you in the right direction through talking with you of what kind of treatment you wanted to do. Did you need help with funding? Because there is funding to help people pay for treatment.
Melinda says Carol's Hope has had a steady stream of visitors since it opened last month. It's a nonprofit that's run by the Community Healing Center. Right now, Carol's Hope is open from 10 to 6, but they're looking to become a 24-hour operation. Anyone who needs help can show up to the center on M139 next to the True Value Hardware. No appointments are needed. Police in Dowagiac are looking for five men who robbed a Hartford man as he was going to work at a hotel last night. The 21-year-old victim was also shot several times after being roughed up while he was trying to get away. He's being treated for non-life-threatening injuries at South Bend Memorial Hospital. The only description that police have of the suspects is that they're black and between the ages of 18 and 20, with the shooter being dressed in dirty jeans and a dark hoodie. The five also stole the victim's vehicle. And a Benton Harbor man is facing charges following a two-vehicle head-on crash in Van Buren County earlier this month that killed a 6-year-old girl and a 73-year-old woman. The Van Buren County Sheriff's Department says the crash happened on Red Arrow Highway in Hartford Township when the vehicle, driven by 23-year-old Jose Humberto Canedo across the center line, killed were 73-year-old Mary Ann Fender of Pawpaw and 6-year-old Skylyn Salinas of Coloma. Fender was the driver of the other vehicle, while Salinas was a passenger in Canedo's vehicle. Canedo was arrested this week on a warrant for failing to appear in court for a show cause hearing on an original charge of operating while intoxicated. Two other people hurt in the crash are in stable condition. WSJM News now continues with your Hilliard Lyons report.
This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, bringing you a market recap and stocks of local interest for Tuesday, January 22nd. Stocks fell on rising pessimism that the trade tensions with China will continue. Investors will be keeping an eye on upcoming earnings reports, news from the World Economic Forum, and monetary policy decisions from the Bank of Japan and the European Central Bank. The dollar was flat, gold was higher, oil finished lower. Stocks of local interest include American Electric Power, up 29 cents at $76.38, Express One down 90 cents at $62.99, J.P. Morgan down $1.64 at $102.95. GE down 42 cents at $8.64. IBM down $1.33 at $122.49. And Microsoft down $2.03 at $105.68. Fifth Third up 56 cents at $27.56. Chemical Financial down $1.16 at $42.48. Stryker down $1.68 at $165.87, and Whirlpool down 78 cents at $126.28. For the session, the NASDAQ was down 136 points at 7,020, the S&P 500 down 37 points at 2,632, and the Dow was down 301 points at 24,404. This is Rick Sanders with Hilliard Lyons, member of the New York Stock Exchange, FINRA and SIPC, at 2900 South State Street in St. Joseph.
WSJM News now continues. On day 32 of the government shutdown, the Senate now preparing to vote on President Trump's proposal to end it. ABC's Ali Rogan has more from the Capitol.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Democrats should embrace the proposal.
The president's made a comprehensive and bipartisan offer that would accomplish everything Democrats have said needs to be accomplished right now, immediately. It's a strong proposal. It's the only thing on the table. And later this week, we'll vote on it.
In exchange for wall funding, Trump offered 3 years of protections for undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. Democrats say he's holding those immigrants hostage by offering them. Ali Rogan, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the president did not propose a good faith proposal to end the government shutdown. The New York senator said today Trump's offer to protect some immigrants from deportation in exchange for $5.7 billion in border wall money is, quote, one-sided, harshly partisan, and it was made in bad faith. Senate Democrats are expected to reject that measure when it comes to a vote later this week as the shutdown continues. Meanwhile, what's the latest on the State of the Union, which had been scheduled for next Tuesday? ABC's Karen Travers takes a look at the White House.
President Trump may decide to give a non-traditional State of the Union, and one option on the table is a campaign-style rally. If he goes down that path, it would be the first event like that for him since the government shutdown began. ABC News has learned that Republicans are encouraging the president to force House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to officially disinvite him from delivering a State of the Union, scheduled for next Tuesday night. He could do that by announcing he plans to deliver it despite her request for a postponement. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The FBI Agents Association warning the shutdowns creating life and death problems for their agents and the people they're protecting. Here's ABC's Andy Field.
An undercover FBI agent in the Southeast saying he's had to put child sex abuse suspects on standby without the funds or manpower to go after them. Another agent saying they've run out of money to make fake purchases of drugs and guns so they can arrest gang members. The FBI Association saying the month-long shutdown has delayed critical training and delayed a number of counterintelligence investigations. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Lawsuits over the Trump administration's plans to restrict military service by transgender men and women will continue to move through the courts, but while they do, the administration will be allowed to go ahead with that policy change. The Supreme Court, in an order decided on a 5-4 vote, is clearing the way from the Pentagon to bar enlistment by people who've undergone a gender transition. And the issue could end up coming back to the high court after the lower courts have their say. Twitter has suspended an account that helped to spread a video of an encounter between a white teenager from a Catholic high school in Kentucky and a Native American man in Washington, D.C. last week. Twitter prohibits the creation of fake and misleading accounts. It did not elaborate, though, on the suspension. A nationwide research and advocacy group is reaching out with its list of the best and worst states for improvements in roadway safety. ABC's Jim Ryan has more.
The group Advocates for Highway and Auto Safety has identified 16 fundamental safety laws as crucial for reducing the 100 traffic fatalities that happen every day. They deal with seatbelts, child safety seats, impaired and distracted driving. Advocates names Rhode Island, Delaware, and California as the ones with the most stringent laws, South Dakota, Florida, and Virginia among the most lax. But the group's Kathy Chase says,
right now we are mired in mediocrity when we should be boasting about bold leadership.
No state has enacted all 16 of the advocates' recommended laws. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A French judicial official says American singer Chris Brown and two others remain in custody after a woman filed a rape complaint. The official says the Grammy-winning singer was detained yesterday on potential charges of aggravated rape and drug infractions. The official says one of Brown's bodyguards is among the others detained. Investigators have another 2 days to decide whether to let him go or to file preliminary charges. And the Oscar nominations are in. ABC's Jason Nathanson takes a look at the Best Picture category.
No surprise here.
I don't sing my own songs.
Why? A Star is Born, nominated for Best Picture, along with Roma, the two films seen as a lock. Going into the nominations, they're up against Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, and Vice. Only 8 films nominated, 10 were possible. Black Panther is the first comic book adaptation nominated for Best Picture. Left out of the mix, the Barry Jenkins film If Beale Street Could Talk and First Man. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
WSJM News now continues with your weather forecast brought to you by ArtFX in Bridgman. Eye-catching vehicle wraps, custom signs, logos, and apparel. ArtFXsign.com. They're more than just a sign shop.